Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the blame game has been utilized by President Obama so often that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S., despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, Mr. Hope and Change just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skilled jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Rolling into the third hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I exist and do what I do in a relatively safe climate for me to do so. As much as I complain about the way South Carolina General Assembly runs, I still enjoy a lot of things that, quite honestly, I take for granted that some of my peers can't even possibly imagine. And yet they choose to stand and fight. And my next guest did exactly that. He's been doing exactly that for quite some time. We're joined again from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain and from the Garden State, New Jersey, by the gun for hire, Anthony Calandro. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill, and good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me on again. Appreciate
well,
it.
You had some time yesterday where you were doing a lot of talking, but it wasn't behind a mic, didn't you?
yeah, 2 minutes behind the mic. They give us the anti-gunners before the New Jersey Senate are allowed unabated time to speak their case. There was three anti-gunners. There was 120 pro-gun people there. We were allowed 2 minutes apiece.
Ah,
yeah.
Well, you were not quite bashful about what you told them, weren't you?
No, I went right up there and I told them that I'm a law-abiding, tax-paying citizen, and up until yesterday, not a felon. I want to know who's going to compensate me because they're going to pass a law from 15-round magazine limit in New Jersey to 10-round magazines. So I asked them, if I turn in two 15-round magazines, will I get three 10-round magazines in return? That didn't go over too well.
Mm.
I want to know who's going to compensate me and the other 1 million New Jersey gun owners for our magazine. Is there going to be a magazine exchange program? You know, if it was for a drug addict, they would have a needle exchange program and
sure.
compensate. But we don't count. I also told them that I know that the majority of their constituents choose free stuff over freedom, but I, like our forefathers, choose freedom. That didn't go over too well either. And then I told them that they should start thinking about what it's going to cost to incarcerate us. You know, if 10% of us don't comply, that's 100,000, excuse me, yeah, that's 100,000 gun owners. And you're going to have to put us all in some kind of prison. I told them, I advised them yesterday that they should start building internment camps. And that didn't go over too well either. And I said that most of us now will become felons, so we won't be employed. We won't be contributing to our society. But for a lot of the elected officials, they'll like that because now we'll become wards of the state like the majority of their constituents are now.
You'll be getting the free stuff.
Correct. And then I said, I will not comply. And I held up an I Will Not Comply sticker, and I gave them out to 100 of our supporters, and I turned around and said, who's with me? And everyone held up their I Will Not Comply stickers to show solidarity.
I'm sure that didn't go over well either.
No. It's amazing, you know, the way they treat us, like we're criminals there. You know, it really is amazing, Bill. You know, every other committee I sit in that I go and watch, there's no security. They had six state troopers assigned to our room. And when the Senate President, Loretta Weinberg, who sponsored the bill, when she came in, she had another detail of two suit and tie state troopers plain clothes. So, and she's up there arguing that we don't need guns for self-defense. Yeah, because I don't have a state police detail. She does. The hypocrisy has no limit in a state like New Jersey.
Well, yeah, that's quite evident. Now, there's no provision for you guys to carry in New Jersey. Were they afraid that all of you guys were toting that particular day or something?
No, well, we have to go through metal detectors and everything, and the state police wand us down. So they're just afraid, I guess, that, you know, that the unwashed masses might go up and touch, you know, the public masters or something. You know, God forbid that we should, you know, get too close to them. It's one thing that we sit on hard chairs, and they sit at a dais like 4 feet above us on these huge red leather chairs. You know, it's amazing how we, the people, have allowed career politicians to actually become our public masters. And it's really disheartening. I think every kid, if you want to stop the spread of socialism and liberalism in college, let every high school kid sit in on committee meetings and see. You know, they took a break, Bill. They said we're going to take a recess. So someone in the audience, one of us, you know, citizens, said, how long will the recess be? And they said, well, when we get back, it'll be over. So we didn't even know if we could go down to the cafe to grab a cup of coffee or something. You know, while they were in the back eating food that, well, I'm sure we paid for it to cater. And, you know, your name is on the list. You want to speak, so you don't want to leave the committee room to maybe go to the restroom or go grab a bottle of water or something. And they took a nice half-hour break while we waited, and then they came back out. The only thing missing was the trumpets blaring when they entered the room, you know? and we've allowed this to happen, and it's our own fault, you know? And we have a chance every November to vote the bums out. But unfortunately, without term limits, you know, incumbents have a 97% reelection rate.
Yep,
How are you going to beat that? There's career politicians should never be used in the same sentence, as far as I'm concerned.
Sort of like recidivism, isn't it?
It's exactly like recidivism. I'm stealing that from you, as a matter of fact. Okay? I'm stealing that from you without a doubt. It's very disheartening. Very disheartening.
By the way, you won't owe me any royalties on that. You're my guy. You're my guy on that one.
Thank you. And you can take anything you want from me at any time, too, because we're all in this together. Unfortunately.
So if I were to get I Will Not Comply tattooed on my bald head, I'm not going to have to worry about your copyright lawyers coming after me?
Hell no. I like that. That's good.
So now I guess this goes to Christy.
Yes.
And we'll see what Christy has to say about this. Now, the one good thing about this going to Christy at this particular moment in time is a dude has got presidential aspirations, and he knows that if he tries to run for president, it's not just going to be amongst New Jersey voters. So is that one thing you guys are sort of looking at
Correct.
As this goes forward?
In my heart of hearts, I feel Christie is going to veto this because he knows that it's not going to do anything to lower crime because he doesn't have a confiscated agenda like our elected officials in New Jersey. So I think that we'll be okay. But, you know, we worry in the future when we lose Christie, you know.
If the Drake case ever makes it into the Supreme Court, I mean, how much will that negate on the right side?
The Drake case was rejected by the Supreme Court yesterday, Bill.
They
did not grant a cert, and they did not offer any opinion. So I got two gut shots yesterday, 9:30 in the morning. Supreme Court issued their caseload, and Drake was not on it. They denied it. And then we went into the state house, and we were manhandled by our public masters for 4.5 hours. So yesterday was a very sad day for me. Now we have to wait. In New Jersey, we have the Pantano case with Evan Knappen. He'll be on my show Friday to discuss that. And then we have the Peruta case in California that's making its way to the Supremes that we're hoping the Supreme Court will hear. So we're in bad shape in New Jersey right now.
Yes. The Peruta case, if you ever want to get in touch with Ed, I can put you in touch with him if you ever need him to be on Gun for Hire. Coming up on the first break, before we go into that, tell everybody how they find you and what you do.
Okay, you got it. I'm here for you, brother.
Well, tell them right now. Tell them.
Oh, Anthony Colangelo, Gun for Hire Radio, GUNFORHIRE Radio.
All right, you hang on. We'll be right back. We got to be on their side. We really do. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
Welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, the Gun for Hire, straight out of New Jersey, Anthony Colangelo. And so you got gut kicked twice yesterday.
Oh yeah, kicked like a junkyard dog. This just goes to show you that the Supreme Court has rejected a string of cases similar to our Drake, so they are not ready to decide if right to carry outside your home is protected by the Second Amendment. They're going to continue the tradition of leaving it up to the states to decide. That leaves a patchwork of laws across 50 states that makes it perilous for a guy like you visiting from South Carolina to New Jersey. If you don't have a law degree, Bill, you can end up in the clink.
Well, I mean, it's sort of like when I was stationed in Europe, you could go to Berlin, but you had to drive to East Germany
Correct.
To get to it. And it's sort of like crossing over from West Germany into East Germany when there were still two Germanies. And because when you cross into New Jersey, what was legal 5 minutes ago is it no more, isn't it?
Correct. In New Jersey, you know, you're guilty until proven innocent. Evan Knappen coined the term, in New Jersey, we are all law-abiding criminals. And our legislators, yep, law-abiding criminals. You can steal that one from Knappen, so he gave me permission to spread that around. You know, so the Drake case was our hope. It's something that's been an accumulation of 5 years with Scott Bach and SAF and Gottlieb and Gura and Jennings and Schmutter and Knappen and Colandro, me, and it took the wind out of my sail yesterday. And I knew that when we went before the Senate yesterday, they already made up their mind that they were going to do their good thing. But, you know, I just wanted to hold their feet to the fire. I wanted to get them up there and tell it like it is. I don't care anymore. You know, I just want to go up and tell them that they're going to be held liable for this. They're going to be held responsible, regardless of what the ramifications are from me.
Yeah, you're not afraid of incarceration over this, are you?
No, I'm not. I've already gone on record saying I'll be the first one, if it passes, to go to the State House and hold a 15-round magazine up, and they're going to have to take my 300-pound carcass and carry it off the lawn into the State House, and hopefully it will invigorate enough people to perform some civil disobedience, and maybe I can get some people to join in the fun.
How many gun owners are there in New Jersey? I mean,
there's approximately 1 million.
1 million out of a state with a population of what?
8.8 million, so 14 to 15%.
And, I mean, I guess the gun control works so well there that, like, there's no crime there, right? Isn't that true? There's no crime there where there's gun control. Isn't that right?
We're wrought with crime in New Jersey. Trenton and Camden. Camden is the murder capital of the country. And Trenton, where all of our esteemed public masters meet every day, is wrought with crime, too. The only area that's protected is the small circle of where our legislators enter and exit. Everything else, it's free man. We have to walk all the time through it. You know, when we're going to the State House meetings and stuff, we have to walk through all the vagrants and beggars and everybody on the street. But they don't have to do that. They park under the State House garage. They have state police protection. They have State House security, et cetera, et cetera. So they're not subjected to any of that. You know, it's, they're in a totally different class than the rest of us working people.
I know that you probably watch out there because you're wired like I am sort of on some of these things. Whenever you see this Weinberg, I was just talking about her before you came on the show with the smart gun technology.
Yes.
Where now you've had two gun shops that didn't understand exactly what they were doing, because New Jersey is, they have this little kill switch, I guess you'll call it, for the Second Amendment, where if anybody, anywhere, ever in the United States starts selling a smart gun, that's the only gun available in New Jersey at that point, right?
Yep. We have 3 years to stop selling regular guns, and we have to turn on the volume, and they have to start selling just smart gun technology.
And does that mean that, like, that mayor who had the questionnaire with the various filters, do you save the whales filter? Do you hug the trees filter? Do you get solar power filter? Do you sell guns to civilians filter? That guy that wanted to outfit his cops with the ideal Green Party gun manufacturer, does that mean that he will be giving his police officers Armatix IP1s?
Yeah, believe it or not, these guys are supposed
really?
To carry smart guns. You're supposed to be, the law enforcement is supposed, it has to be approved by law enforcement, too, for the smart gun technology to become, widespread in the state of New Jersey. But we just had a dealer, where was it, in Maryland, that decided to sell them, and then he changed his mind last minute. He got a little outside pressure, I understand.
Well, he got a lot of outside pressure because...
Good.
And he was very upset about that, too. He made a little video of it. It's quite amusing. You should watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it today. It's amazing that that people want to do that. They're going to ruin it for everybody because of our elected masters are going to just take it away from us. They don't need the protection. They have security details, and we don't, you know.
I don't know if the New Jersey State Police start carrying Armatix IP1s or variants thereof. They don't have protection anymore.
Correct. And you know what? I talked to some state troopers, and they've read the data on that, and they know that this technology is a long way away. It's not ready for self-defense shooting. What if your partner has to pick up your gun? You know, what if you're involved in a shooting, and the gun gets knocked from your hand, and your partner goes to pick it up? He can't fire the gun. What if you're injured? What if this watch is knocked off your wrist? And anything with batteries or biometric, I don't trust at all.
Well, I've got an iPhone with a biometric pressure switch on it, and after I try it two or three different times, it works.
Yes, two or three times. And your hands aren't sweaty or bloody.
Yeah. That's right. So
yeah.
Will you also, in New Jersey, in order for the guns that are there now, will they have to be retroactively fit with smart gun technology? And how's that going to work?
But we don't know what the grandfather provision is or anything. The law was just written that when it becomes available, they have to stop selling current design guns and only sell smart guns within 3 years. And then I'm sure our legislators will go back. New Jersey has a history. They don't entertain grandfathering. Okay, they don't entertain that. You just have to get rid of it. 1993 under Florio, with the assault weapons ban and a 15-round magazine, we all had 90 days to turn in our stuff, render it inoperable, destroy it, or ship it out of state.
Regardless of the economic hit.
Regardless of the economic hit, tough crap on you, they don't care. And they'll do the same thing to us now with the magazines, you know. But again, yesterday they talked about a magazine exchange, and in the assembly they talked about a magazine exchange, and this is something that we're going to be going after Christie in a nice way now. We're going to start our campaign today asking Christie, if he passes this law, where is this compensation going to be set up? Where is the state? I mean, our bond rating in the state was just lowered because of our massive debt. So they're going to take on $30 or $50 million or $100 million of a hit to have a magazine exchange, because we all know about post el facto, where you can't pass a law making something illegal that was previously legal without compensation.
Right. Is it possible that these folks don't understand how widespread and how much of an economic hit that is for the state if they actually do that in exchange?
Yeah, they have no idea. They don't understand at all. And I mean, they don't care. They're lawmakers. They have their income. They have their pensions. They have their cars, their gas, their easy passes. They're so insulated from the real world. They don't know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck or worry about losing your job. They're all career politicians, and they're entrenched. And as long as they satisfy the needs of the people who choose free stuff over freedom, they're guaranteed to get reelected.
Hang on for me again, Anthony. We'll be right back on a Tuesday with The Gun for Hire. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, Anthony Calandro, exists daily in New Jersey. And not only do you do the radio show, Gun for Hire, you also have a gun business.
Yes, I have one of the largest ranges in the state of New Jersey. Indoor 50-yard, indoor 25-yard, cafe, a lounge, and about 160 guns for rent, and we're only 12 miles from the island of Manhattan.
Would it be, if you were 13 miles away, in New York State, would it be easier for you to do business?
No. New York no. State is just as bad. Yeah, okay. We're actually only 12 miles from New York City. The five boroughs, which is even worse.
Right. Oh, New York City, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're 12 miles from New York City. I'm only 7 miles from Giant Stadium, which overlooks New York City. So, yeah, that's the land of Bloomberg out there where, you know, nobody's... New Jersey, we tell people, welcome to New Jersey, where fun comes to die. But in New York, you know, you can't have Big Gulps, you can't smoke electronic cigars, you know, you can't even smoke in your own house. Bloomberg, you know, with his nanny state, passed a ton of laws there infringing on you all your rights. No salt, no fats, no fried foods, et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty bad.
No wonder their crime is so bad in certain neighborhoods.
Well, see, the problem with us in New Jersey and in New York, Bill, is the criminals know we can't defend ourselves. So that's why we have mall carjackings and people robbed in parking lots. and home invasions, because the criminals know they can carry a gun because they don't care. They're breaking the law anyway. But the law-abiding citizen chooses not to carry a gun because we'll go to jail for 10 years. So we can't defend ourselves. And the criminals, they know that. Criminals aren't stupid. They're just lazy.
Let me ask you a question. After Superstorm Sandy came through, how many new people came to your business wanting to learn?
Huh? My business tripled for about 6 months after Hurricane Sandy because people felt helpless because they could not, they knew the police weren't there. In our state, the police became the gas police, okay? They were protecting the gas line, so there was no police patrolling anywhere. People had phone lines down. No electricity, no generator, so their cell phones were dead. So they realized what it was like, you know, to not have anybody to protect them. So, yes, I saw a ton of people coming that wanted to learn that were in their 60s and 70s and 40s and 50s that suddenly had an awakening that the police weren't there to protect them. They had to take care of themselves.
Was New Jersey one of the places, I saw a lot of signs up saying, this neighborhood is protected by guns. Enter at your own risk.
No, people wouldn't do that because they're afraid that the police are going to know that they have guns or something. So, no, nobody would do that. It's really bad.
Where is the hope lying now in your fight there in New Jersey?
Well, the hope lies in our fight, obviously, in Christie for the next 2.5 years, which is, you know, a short time frame. The hope lies in the Supreme Court hearing a right-to-carry case that addresses outside the home. And if we could mobilize the 1 million New Jersey gun owners to actually go out on a November and vote the bums out, even though I know it's difficult, we had our chance last November when the entire assembly and Senate were up for re-election, as well as the governor, yet we only managed to get 2 incumbents out of office. So horrible. It's horrible. So we're almost at a hopeless crossing here. New Jersey is going to become a welfare state eventually. Everyone that spoke in the committee meetings yesterday was saying that they're going to move now. You know, the joke is when you move to another state, they ask, where are you from? You say New Jersey. They ask you, did you turn the light out when you left, assuming you were the last person there? And, that's why New Jersey loses all of this tax base. All the manufacturing companies, I buy almost all of my ammunition from my range from companies that are right over the border in Pennsylvania because New Jersey's laws with the state police is so restrictive, they can't manufacture in the state of New Jersey. So they move right over the river. So we let all of our tax base go over the other side. So eventually the takers are going to outnumber the makers in this state. And, you know, I guess we're going to do like Churchill says, you know, when you try to tax yourself, into prosperity, it's like standing in a bucket and pulling yourself up by the handle.
I didn't know that he had said that, but I like.
Yes, that was a Churchill quote. Yep, it's like pulling yourself in a bucket by the handle. It's amazing. So all of our manufacturing has left this state. Like I'm subjected as a range owner. I have the ATF, which is a very easy process, but then the state police has about 700 other regulations and laws that I have to answer to. The ATF comes in and goes, all right, all your guns here, let me see this gun, let me see this paperwork, let me see this transaction. Okay, have a nice day. They leave. The state police comes, they're there for 3 days. They're there for 3 days in my place, 8 hours a day, checking everything, asking questions, looking for this. I didn't spend $6 million to open a business to start gun running. I spent $6 million in the state to open a business to abide by the law and be a profitable businessman. But they come in with that slanted eye like they're up to no good. It's a horrible way to live. For you people in free states, you have no idea what it's like to live in a socialist, progressive state. It is horrible. It's horrible.
Now, I know that your intention is to stay there and fight because this is your home, this is where you have your business, and there's probably a lot of gun owners that are in that same predicament.
But I can't leave. I have elderly parents. My business is here. My family is here. It's not as easy as said as done. You know, people tell me that all the time. Why don't you just move? I wish it was that easy. It's not that easy. And I'm not the type of person to give up either.
Right, and I get that. I fully think the fight should be fought there. I just wish that there was, the Peruta case. Do you think the Peruta case has a better case, or better chance of getting before the Supreme Court than the Drake case did?
You know, our Drake case, the key words were you have to show justifiable need. The
right.
Peruta case is a little better because their wording is good cause rather than justifiable need. So from the legal eagles that I talk to, they say that that wording is better for the Supreme Court to pick up than it would be for the Drake case. So, but the Peruta case, who knows how long it'll be before the Supremes have it. Now, Evan Knappen, who I know he's been on your show, his Pantano case is really good. The way he addresses it is either way the court decides, the Supreme Court of New Jersey, they are basically going to implicate themselves that the law is broken. We quoted this, one of my listeners quoted this, in the Pantano case, Knappen is basically asking the New Jersey Supreme Court this great loaded question, Bill. Do you still beat your wife? Okay? There is no possible way to answer that with a yes or no without implicating yourself. And that's the Pantano case. And Knappen is going to be on my show on Friday to discuss this further. But this is where we're holding all of our chips right now. And that the Pantano case will go before the New Jersey Supreme Court. It'll be granted or denied. It's going to knock the legs off of the right to carry in the state of New Jersey, and it'll probably fast-track to the U.S. Supreme Court. So that's the other finger crossed we have in New Jersey right now. Other than that, there's nothing else we can do except ask for all of your listeners and people from other states to write our legislators and our governor and send emails and say, listen, you won't even come into our state to spend money, open businesses, tourism, or anything because you're afraid you're going to go to prison. And you don't want to put yourself in that position.
I wonder how Senate President Sweeney would take to him, somebody from out of state coming in there and saying that very thing. I wonder how he would like that.
Yeah,
would that even be allowed?
Yes, that would be allowed. Well, let's put it this way. The anti-gunners, we had three of them yesterday. Ceasefire New Jersey Director Brian Miller came to speak. He lives in Pennsylvania. An assistant ceasefire director, Nicola Boncour, came to speak. She lives in New York City.
Interesting.
Isn't that great?
It is.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's Bloombergian, though, isn't it? You got to bust them in to make it work.
Correct. Bust them in because, listen, and I feel for the parents of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. But to fly those people in and bust them in to speak at our state, to me, is you're really using them as pawns. And, if I was one of those parents, God forbid, I'd be like, no, I'm not buying into this. You know, you're using me. I'm not
Not all of them bought into it anyway. So,
correct.
That's them still, trying to capitalize on a tragedy. But, we're coming up on the last break. When we get back, we're going to talk about what you're going to be doing going forward. Where would they find Gun for Hire if they want to give it a look? We'll talk about that when we get back. Let's not say that now because we're going to get stomped out by the music. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically, And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cue. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
Welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, he fights in an environment. I mean, I fight in a very friendly environment. I mean, it's not, you know, I don't have a bunch of, my shoulders aren't hitting my cheeks. I'm not so hemmed up. He fights in a very restrictive environment daily. Even when he's not on the air, he's in a restrictive environment because of the nature of his business. Joined again by Anthony Calandro, the gun for hire. When you appear before the Senate, are you just another guy, or do they know who you are?
No, they know who I am. It's been known, like when I walk in, the woman sitting down that's registering the people for the questions, someone told me yesterday as I was walking away, she said to the state police detail, that's one of the loudmouths. You know, the taxpayer, I'm a loudmouth. Yeah. We're not allowed to be loudmouths. We're supposed to be subservient to our elected officials, you know. We're not allowed to go down there, even though our country was designed and built on people being able to say what they want. I was interviewed by Chasing New Jersey yesterday, and I told them that we're getting to the point where it's like a stamp tax, and we're ready to throw tea in the harbor in New Jersey.
But that's really part of the problem, isn't it, that they don't really get. I mean, government government officials like Sweeney, like Weinberg, they're only as good as law enforcement is going to back them up. And even that is a limited proposition. And when you keep removing the peaceful means of revolution out of the way, when you keep stamping that down, that what's left is not something they really want to explore, is it?
Correct, correct. But they think it's never going to happen because they think they have us. We can, you know, we're just going to coddle up in a corner and do whatever they say. But it's going to get to a boiling point. You can only push the people so far. We're eventually, you know, we're taxed to the hilt here, and we don't get any benefits or services. Our roads and infrastructures are falling apart. The budget deficits continue to grow. If you take all of this into effect, and, you know, it, not a day goes by that in New Jersey a politician is not being indicted or arrested for something. Eventually, the average Joe is going to get up off the couch and turn off, you know, Dancing with the Stars or whatever the show of the day is, and they're going to say, you know what, I'm tired of this. And maybe they'll get to my point. Maybe I accelerated and got to this boiling point a lot faster because I'm more passionate about my country. But I think that eventually we are going to wake up the masses, and they're not going to take it anymore.
It would be my hope when that happens that that everything would be peaceful. But given
I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's my hope. I know logistically where it goes if it isn't peaceful. I mean, it'd be pretty quick.
Correct.
And we'd be winning on that side logistically, even with the 1 million gun owners that you have. In New Jersey, what's the number? Do you know the statewide numbers on law enforcement?
No, I don't know offhand, but I do know that New Jersey state troopers told me that they heard from their brothers in Connecticut that they told the politicians and the governor they were not comfortable going door to door to confiscate guns. And the New Jersey state police also told our esteemed legislators that they wouldn't be comfortable doing the same thing. So it's going to, what are they going to do? They're going to bring the blue helmets in to take our stuff away? I mean, that's really the only thing that they can do. You know, they're going to have to bring the blue helmets in to the United Nations because it's going to be very hard. You're going to have a very small percentage of law enforcement that's willing to go and kick in doors of brothers and sisters. I mean, Connecticut right now is contemplating an amnesty program for their assault weapon and high capacity magazine. So what is New Jersey going to do? When they, if Christie was to sign this and they pass it, and less than 100 people turn in their high-capacity magazine, what are they going to do? They look like they're going to have egg all over their face, and, you know, maybe a politician is going to push somebody, but what's going to happen, Bill, when they drag the first person out of his house with high-capacity magazines, and that person's going to become the poster child and the martyr for the gun rights movement in this country on the East Coast, I believe.
Very likely. But you've already had your share of those. I mean, you've got a couple of poster boys. You've got the poster. I forget his name. You told it the last time you were with me, but you've got the poster boy for don't travel in New Jersey with guns and pull over and take a nap.
Brian Aiken. Correct. He 7 years in prison, but Christie, commuted his sentence.
What a guy.
Once we showed, you know, how, what a lousy deal he had gotten as a law abiding citizen coming through this state. So, you know, I hear this all the time. Owning a training facility in New Jersey, I get emails from people all the time. I'm in New York, I'm in Connecticut, I'm in Pennsylvania. I want to come to your school and take classes, but I'm afraid to travel through your state with firearms. You know, it hurts my business, too, because everybody has that perception, and I don't blame them. You know, if I lived in a free state like New Hampshire or South Carolina, I wouldn't want to drive through New Jersey either.
So going forward. Going forward, as you go forward, I faced nothing similar. I've never faced anything similar to what you faced. But I had my moment of outrage back in February where and we're run by Republicans, by the way. I had my moment back in February where I had my own little meltdown on the air about my senator who said that the Second Amendment gives you the right to have a gun in your home, have a gun in your vehicle, or have a gun in your business, but it doesn't give you the right to strap on whatever you want and go wherever you want. And he shot down constitutional carry and open carry because he found that offensive. He ran the committee that had to get through first. And I had my moment. And one of the things that I didn't get out of that was I didn't get any semblance of the same outrage I felt amongst the gun owners in South Carolina. So will you be trying to light a torch?
Yes. Yes, I'm continuing to push the I Will Not Comply movement in the state. I handed out 250 I Will Not Comply stickers. People have been posting on social media their stickers on their cars and stuff. I will continue pushing that agenda on my radio show, at my gun range. I'm the vice president of the state association of the NRA. I will continue to push it there. And I want to just keep their feet to the fire. Listen, any laws like this that they think they're going to pass, they're going to have to earn it. It's not going to be a slam dunk. We're going to have our camera crews there with social media so that there's no shenanigans pulled with the Roberts Rules of Order. Like they last year, they decided, Assemblyman Charles Maynard, he said they were going to vote on the bills first, and then they were going to take statements afterwards. And then after public outrage in the committee meeting, they reversed their decision and went back to Roberts Rules of Order. Also last year, our Senate saw they didn't have enough votes for one of the gun laws, so they tabled it right in the middle of the committee meeting. That is illegal for them to do, correct. And then they moved it to another committee. They moved it from the Law and Public Safety Committee to the Finance Committee, where they knew they had enough votes, and they voted it in. Totally, totally illegal. Any other corporation or public corporation that would do something like that would face felony charges. But our public masters, no big deal. And they did it on camera. They didn't have enough votes. They checked three times, and they just tabled it. They called a recess, which they're not allowed to do. They actually don't use Robert's Rules of Orders. They use a Mason's Rules of Order in New Jersey, and I went out and got a copy. As a matter of fact, I went out and got 50 copies, and I sent them. I sent the Complete Idiot's Guide to Robert's Rules of Order, and I sent this to all 50 of our elected officials, and about 8 of them were returned to me.
You're just a rabble-rouser, aren't you?
Yes, I told them when they had time. I actually wrote in a letter when they had time, they should have someone read it to them. So further insulting them and implying that they can't read.
I'm going to remain in touch with you just because you're dynamite to have on and everything else. But don't give up the fight.
I'm not.
We're trying to watch out there to at least keep the smart gun thing at bay, which will be a disaster, too. Although, I do want to see the police carry those. But thank you very much for taking the time to join me this morning, Anthony.
Bill and your listeners, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Stay safe. All right, folks, that is it. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this, because it is a constant. It has never been about gun control. It has always been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.